This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi min al-alim al-shaytan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa la'udwan illa ala al-zalimeen. Wa la'aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. So before Dhul-Hijjah, as we were actually going through the reflections of Surah Ibrahim, the last reflection was about the different ways in which a person could be astray. And we talked about when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions dhalalin ba'id, a person who is far astray, a person who is exceedingly misguided. And we talked about the difference in the Qur'an, the consistency between how dhalalin ba'id is used, kabir is used, mubin is used. Okay, so dhalalin ba'id, dhalalin kabir, and dhalalin mubin. And in brief, we said that dhalal al-ba'id is a person who is astray and seeks to lead others astray, which is the usage that we have here in Surah Ibrahim. And dhalal in kabir is when you're talking about the consequences of misguidance. And dhalal in mubin is that a person is clearly astray. Okay, so a person is calling others to guidance and pointing to the clear manifest errors of their misguidance. So what I said before Dhul-Hijjah was that when we get back to this, inshallah ta'ala, I wanted to talk about the different types of success, the opposite of this. So it's not necessarily here in Surah Ibrahim, but it's the opposite of the way that dhalal is categorized, misguidance is categorized, and that is the way that al-fawz, which means success, al-fawz is categorized. And you find a very similar way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the words al-fawz, al-kabir, al-fawz, al-mubin, and al-fawz al-azim. So let's talk about these three things, inshallah ta'ala, the different ways in which Allah describes success in the Qur'an. And that way, you know, especially for the hufadh, by the way, when you're memorizing the Qur'an, you have to learn how these words differ. Why? Because otherwise you'll make ghaltat al-hufadh, which is to just mix up these words, because you're thinking purely about the flow, and you are, as you're finishing off ayat, you're thinking about another ayah, and because some ayat are so similar to one another, you'll simply say mubin or kabir or azim as you're going through. So as you're becoming a hafiz, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable everyone, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, to memorize the Qur'an and to grow in their memorization. But as you're doing hifz, you have to learn some of these distinctions, and it helps you quite a bit. And of course, it enhances you in your ability to read the Qur'an in general and to appreciate the depth of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially on some of these things. So, al-fawz al-kabir. Let's start with that one because it matches dhalalin kabir. Dhalalin kabir speaks to the consequences of misguidance. Al-fawz al-kabir, which is only used in Surah Al-Buruj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that those who believed and who worked righteous deeds, they have for them paradise, gardens beneath which rivers flow, and that is al-fawz al-kabir, the great success. Al-fawz al-kabir is used in a similar way to which dhalal al-kabir speaks to the consequences of misguidance. Al-fawz al-kabir, which is of course speaking to the reward of Ashab al-Ukhdud, the reward of those people that are being massacred for their belief, that while the consequences of their belief in this world might be a massacre, but the success that comes their way because of their perseverance and because of their insistence on faith is actually success, right? That is akbar, that's greater. That the reward that is promised for them in the hereafter is greater than the punishment that they are receiving in this world for their faith, for being amongst those who believe. So that's al-fawz al-kabir, which, as I said, is the least common of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes al-fawz, describes success. Al-fawz al-mubin refers to, which means the clear success. Every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to al-fawz al-mubin in the Qur'an, which is clear success, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it in the capacity of escaping punishment and gaining Allah's mercy. escaping punishment and gaining Allah's mercy. So for example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ يُصْرِفْ عَنْهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمَ وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْمُبِينَ, that whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the punishment from on the day of judgment, then he has shown mercy to them, and that is clear success. Okay? فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Whoever is dragged from the fire, whoever is saved from the fire, dragged from the fire and entered into paradise, then that is a person who has succeeded, فَقَدْ فَازَ. And that is الْفَوْز الْمُبِينَ. So again, al-fawz al-mubin, every time it's used in the Quran, you'll find that it is speaking to escaping punishment and being granted Allah's mercy. There's something very beautiful about the last type of fawz, the last type of success, which is al-fawz al-azim. Al-fawz al-azim. So there's no fawz ba'id, right, which would be the equivalent of dalal and ba'id, because there's no far success here, but it refers to the great success. Okay, the mighty al-azim is the greatest type of success, right? Al-kabir refers to something that is greater and bigger. Al-azim refers to an added layer, and the way that shows itself in Quranic terminology is every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions al-fawz al-azim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just mentioning entrance into paradise, but mentioning that a person will abide therein forever. So the component of al-khuld, the component of eternity, is also mentioned. I'm going to say that again, and then I'll give you an example, inshallah ta'ala, from Surah An-Nisa. Every time Allah mentions al-fawz al-azim, we said al-fawz, we said that al-fawz al-mubin is that a person is escaping punishment and gaining Allah's mercy, which automatically means entrance into paradise. Al-fawz al-azim, which is the greatest level of success, is entering into paradise and Allah mentioning that you will abide therein forever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow all of us to achieve al-fawz al-azim. So for example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tilka hududullah, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these are the boundaries of Allah, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, Allah will enter that person into paradise, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter them into that paradise, which has rivers flowing beneath. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, they will be there forever. وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, and that is the most mighty form, the greatest form, the highest form of success. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to attain al-fawz al-mubin, al-fawz al-kabir, al-fawz al-azim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the highest level of success and allow that to show itself, to be manifest in occupying the highest level of paradise, the highest level of Jannah, Jannat al-Firdaus, al-Firdaus al-A'la, and the companionship of our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prophets, the messengers, the salihun, the siddiqun, the shuhada. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran. Wassalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi.